Rams, Bears. An outcome no one would expect. Evan Mack by my side. We got all of Sunday's games next. Don't go anywhere.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey. I like it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to AfterBuzz's Sunday Night Football coverage. I got my man Evan Mack right next to me, but don't adjust your TV sets or computers, because I'm sitting in the hosting chair tonight.
He's in the big boy chair, man.
Evan Mack, how you feeling?
I'm good, man. How's it feel to be in the, you know what I mean, the big boy chair? It's a little, the spotlight's a little brighter.
It's different. I got to run this thing now. It's my show now.
Yeah, it's all you, man. So, listen, the rain, you do what you got to do,
man. Oh, I got to do what I got to do?
You've been unleashed upon the world. Bloom in the building.
Well, if you've been watching this show, you'll know that if I made it to this chair, it would mean that I would somehow have to squeak my way into my fantasy football playoffs. I didn't. All right, this isn't what this looks like. I'm sorry. I tried. I'm really bad this year. I promise I'm actually good at this stuff. But I got the chance to host. He wanted me to do it.
I did. I'm spreading holiday cheer, man.
It's the holiday season.
You don't always have to win to get what you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take the L's. Happy holidays, Christmas, all of that. Happy Hanukkah to all my Jews out there.
No, I'm going to shout out to the Jews.
Repping
hard. Jewish. Yeah, rep. Yeah. Yeah, you got to rep your peoples now.
Of course, y'all. What is it, ending today or yesterday? I don't know, but we got the Rams a couple hours ago just played the Chicago Bears.
Yes.
Lord Almighty, what a game.
I don't, listen, it's one of those things where, what do they call it, a defensive struggle? What do they call it? What do they call it? One of those, but listen, okay, hot take of the night.
Really?
What did I say? Listen.
Off air, what did you say?
I don't know. Listen, first of all.
Tell every single person
kinda,
watching it all.
This is kind of going to contradict my whole Vikings making the playoffs thing, but they still going to make the playoffs, but the Bears, and I said it about 3 or 4 weeks ago, that with Nagy, they are for real, bro. They are for real.
For real?
I don't give a damn if it was the Rams or not. This team is going to make someone uncomfortable. That's all I'm going to say. Take it away, Dave.
Lord. Okay, so the Rams somehow lost to the Bears 15-6. Jared Goff threw about four interceptions. Just about four interceptions. Career high for him. This was just a defensive battle that the Bears defense, because they're more of a defense first, offense supplement team. You see with Mitch Trubisky.
Right.
You see with the dual running backs of Cone and Howard, who are both very good, mind you.
Yeah.
Versus the Rams, who are an offensive team with a defensive supplement. When those two go together, the defense took care of business this time. It was really just, I remember one play, the Rams got a pick, and immediately afterwards, the Bears then got a pick back.
What do you think that's too, as far as, do you think that's Jared Goff staring down players, not reading, or you think that's it's pressure? Do you think it's combination of both? Do you think it's just a bad night? It is cold there.
I was about to say that it's freezing. It's about 20 some odd degrees.
Yeah. Wind chill factor. Soldier Field is a real deal.
Oh, this game would have been much different if it was at the Coliseum.
Yeah,
I'll say that right now. Yeah. The Rams take care of business way differently in LA than versus, you know, Chicago or anywhere like that. You've seen what they've had to do, even when they went, you know, to New Orleans. I know it's a dome, but it's a different atmosphere, like, across the country like that. This game, it was a defensive battle, and it was really the pressure. The Rams, they haven't gone against a team like the Bears, who are a completely new team, really shows, especially the Raiders, how valuable Khalil Mack was. And you trade him away for chump change, and now the Bears are 8-3 versus when they were, Lord, what?
It's unbelievable.
1-50 or something? Like
I said, he's playing the long game. I get it, Gruden. I'm just saying, for right now, you look crazy right now.
I mean, they look crazy. Not today, but they look crazy.
We'll re-diagnose you in a few years if all these picks pan out. But right now, you look like you should be putting in insane asylum.
Yes.
Because Khalil Mack, the second he's gotten there, it's not even about just making plays, because he's making a million plays, but he's infused the defense. And that inspires the offense. And when you have confidence that your defense is going to handle business and get stops, the people don't say it. Offense plays freer. They play looser. They play with more of a swag. So Khalil Mack is not just a piece they added, man. He's a difference maker.
Oh, he's a leader, too.
8-3? That'll do.
Oh, my. That changes it. Because they're a defensive-minded team, and their defense wins the game for them.
6-1 at home. 9-4, 6-1 at home, Bears.
Well, because they allow Mitch and the rest of that offense to play.
I agree.
They get the chances to actually have plays. Imagine if that team didn't have a defense. Where would they be?
I don't know.
Horrible. True. Because their offense doesn't have enough to carry that team, but their defense does.
The offense has pieces, but we talk about Mitch. I don't know about Mitch, man.
No, he's. I don't know. You said it off air. He's the reason why they wouldn't make it.
If they look like this, if they get an NFC Championship game, palms get sweaty, behinds get tight, or whatever, he will throw an interception. I'm calling it. I like him, but I just don't know if he deserves to have that squad.
No.
It's like a kid getting dessert before dinner, man. I don't know if he deserves that. You don't deserve his ice cream yet.
He's still got to mature into the player he's going to be, and you got to kind of keep going over the hill until you can, you know, like, regress a little bit later. But
right.
If you're going to be a top player and a top quarterback on this team, like we said a little off air, put Aaron Rodgers on this team with this system, and mind you, I'm going to ask you in a second about the play calling, this team would be much better. Now, question, how much do you think the play calling has an effect on this team?
Now listen.
Especially on the offense.
I've said it, like I said, 3 weeks ago, that Nagy is, besides Andy Reid, my favorite coach ever, he's the best play caller in football. And surprise, surprise! He's a pupil, a disciple of Andy Reid, and I'm talking about the playbook with the clever names and the Willy Wonka references and the razzle dazzle and all the abracadabra. And listen, this dude throwing everything at you, man. He can saw the girl in half. He can levitate. You know what I mean? He's floating the float. Listen, Nagy got it all figured out, man. I'm telling you, play Cohen's everything right now. Mitch, do not mess this up. He called the perfect game. He called such a good call tonight that the referees didn't even know what to do with the punt. They brought the punt formation out, and then he had a whole offensive team ready to do a mass substitution really quickly. And he did it so smooth and so fast that they blew it dead because some ref fell because they didn't know what was going on. So they blew the play dead. He razzle-dazzled the entire stadium.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know what that play was going to be. I was so mad that I didn't get to see it.
It's going to be amazing. It was going to be offense versus punt formation. The Rams scurrying probably, you know, like too many men on the
field
defensively.
They were freaking out.
Oh, my God, of course. Well, you saw the freezer play, right?
I can't.
Little shout out to the fridge.
Seriously, man. He's an unbelievable play caller.
And they faked it too.
And all you need, Mitch's job is what he couldn't do what he did tonight. This is what I'm talking about.
No,
see, three interceptions in a championship game, they will lose.
He can't throw 110 through 110 yards, three interceptions, and a touchdown. You got to be better than that. If you say you can do that against the Rams, you can do that against anyone.
Right.
But if you face a team like the Patriots or the Chiefs or even the Saints, I mean, even the Cowboys now, we'll get to that in a second.
Yes.
Or a little bit. But if you throw three interceptions like that, there's not going to be a team with Jared Goff waiting, you know, in the playoffs to have a game similar. Because Goff threw four interceptions, and that's why Mitch was okay with throwing three.
Exactly that right point. And what if he meets Goff again and Goff is on?
If Goff is on, or what if he meets Breeze? And then Breeze, you know, doesn't throw one or throws, you know, one interception. And now Mitch is throwing three and the Saints blow by them.
There's still a little football left. But guys, I'm telling you, the one thing you could not let happen is the games to go through the dome in New Orleans. You don't want it.
Hard place to play.
I'm telling you.
That it's loud. The fan base, they love their city. They've been through a lot, especially going back, I think, what, to like 2006, I want to say, when they, you know, the dome fell apart. Sadly, they had to rebuild it, and they had, the block punt?
Yeah.
Infamous. They have a statue of it. That city is so much harder.
It's like, and the thing about it is, guys, you don't want to give this team only two games to play and get to the Super Bowl. Don't give them a first round, but I'm telling you guys got to step up. Whoever out there does not want to go through New Orleans, please play some football, because it's looking bad, man. The Saints on the tiebreak, too, against the Rams, don't they?
They beat them. You know, if the Saints get a bye, they got a home game.
Yeah, so
that is dangerous. Watch out. Oh, very much watch out.
15-6, the Bears beat the Rams. Rams are still a terrible 11-2. 5-2 win. How will they ever survive?
11-2. That's the season, right? Like, that's their just done, over, put them in the grave.
Horrible,
like,
season.
God.
This team is still a problem.
Lord, remember when they were bad, though? Remember when they were like,
doesn't that feel like it was like a long time ago, though?
I was at a game like 2 years ago where they lost horribly to the Falcons, And, like, Jared Goff was barely put in. He was doing horribly. And I'm like, oh, God, they shouldn't have traded away their pick. Mm. And now they're great.
Looking pretty good. Looking pretty, looking a little crispy right now.
See, their defense, they shouldn't be allowing, I'll say, the points they do, like, to the Chiefs in that, I don't even know how many points, I can't do math this fast
they,
type of
they
game.
They survived that game.
They did. But, you know, they actually, they haven't showed it a lot, but their defense isn't half bad. Like, it's a, like Aaron Donald, and Ndamukong Suh, like Marcus, they're a good defense.
Yeah.
They're just not showing it right now.
Speaking of good, man, you know what else is good?
Subscribing
to AfterBuzz
TV. Oh, is it now?
Yes.
Tell the people.
Hey, AfterBuzz is our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans, but now we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that is tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channel as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. Shout out to Charlene. What up, girl? For now, thanks for being the best fans and help us be the ESPN of TV talk. What up, Dan? What up, Bosa? What's really going on? Zayas, what's really good? David Bloom, back to you.
Now I got a question.
What up?
I got a question for you.
What up?
All right. Who would win in a race? Kenyon Drake or Rob Gronkowski?
Let me think about that real quick.
Who will win? They're running.
Yeah.
One's got the ball, whatever, doesn't matter.
Carry the two.
Carry.
Divide. Hooker. Six.
Yeah, six. Remember the six.
Kenyon Drake
would win in a race. Because Gronkowski does not know how to stay on his own feet. For getting 100 plus yards, he cannot catch Kenyon Drake in the most incredible, I think, game-ending play of the season.
What are you, probably the last 10 years, are you about to show footage right now?
We rolling footage?
Oh, we rolling footage.
Oh. Is this highlights or this the game right here? I don't got my glasses on. Watch this. Okay, let's just goodness. Take a second. Just calm down. Take a second.
Yeah, okay, so then okay.
The one hook, that's the hook, the hook,
that's the carry
the
two right there.
There's the, wait, where's the six?
Oh, look at that
right
vision!
Look at this. Here's Gronk.
No.
There he is.
No.
Trips.
No.
Touchdown.
No. No.
Dolphins win 34-33. I think what was most impressive about this game, too, was how they kept up with the Patriots the entire game.
That's the best point of the game.
Like, if they didn't and they scored this play and they won and it was 33-7, right? Who would have cared?
Exactly. That's my point.
It would have been like 7 on SportsCenter.
Yes.
The fact that they were able to keep up with the Patriots the entire game really cements how, like, dangerous this Dolphins team is, mm-hmm. right?
We just talked about last week how I said they were on their way. I'm going to be full disclosure. I meant like next year.
You didn't mean they were beating the Patriots on a miracle, did
when
you?
When I say a team's on their way, I mean one more piece here, one more piece there. Maybe just maybe a high profile target, high profile defensive player. Then they can make some noise. That's what I mean when I say that. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know it'd be this soon. They're still vying for a playoff spot.
They are. They're fighting.
And not eliminated from the division right now. That's the craziest part. They're actually not eliminated from winning the division, which is weird to me, right? I think it's very interesting. So, shout out to the Dolphins. Anytime the Patriots lose, I just got a little some joy. You know,
told you. It's a good day.
It is a good day, man. I can't stand these Patriots.
It is a good day because the Patriots lost. But the problem with that team is they are just losing the most winnable games. Mm. Like, I know they lost a lot to the Titans, but it's the Titans. I know Derrick Henry rushed for 4 touchdowns. I had him on the bench in fantasy. I'm out of the playoffs. I don't care. Just shut up about it, all right? Like, I've heard it all.
You keep bringing it up.
Just, like, chill. It's done. Whatever. But they beat the brakes off of that Jaguars team.
The brakes.
Who, mind you, that was Thursday, but I feel bad for the Jaguars because they put the hopes up so high last year, and just to drop them this year and be like, yeah, no, we're still the Jaguars. Like,
don't forget.
We didn't go anywhere.
Oh, y'all thought because we almost got to the Super Bowl.
Oh, no.
We still the Jags.
No, but like, they lost 34-10 to the Titans, the Patriots did. And they lost, you know, on this miracle play, which shouldn't have happened if you're, you know, Bill Belichick playing defense. And if you're Gronk trying to chase them down, it's... That play will work 1 out of 50 times.
Yeah, I'm not gonna come on here on Sunday night and criticize Bill Belichick. This is not what I'm gonna do. Like these people are already doing. That's just absurd to me. 5 seconds. One day he's the greatest coach ever. Next thing you know, y'all talking about his decisions. But I will say, I don't think Tannehill could throw 70 on a dime. And that's when he was playing a Hail Mary defense with Gronk. because of his size.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see Goff throwing 70 and it still being in the air.
Tannehill? No.
Nah,
no
Tannehill. Way. Tannehill can't throw. He can't throw that, right?
No. He doesn't have the arm and he doesn't have the IQ to do that. And
no disrespect.
You don't got to be smart to throw, but you need enough football IQ to know where to place the ball and how to place the ball too.
It was long, bro. But like this, Tannehill, I'm not trying to hit on your arm, bro. I'm just saying, I don't think you got that arm.
Mm-mm. No, so, not a lot of people do. Mahomes, Rodgers.
Yeah, let's just be honest, bro.
Cam doesn't even have that arm.
This is what I'm trying to say.
Right now.
Let's be honest. Because say if something's wrong with his shoulder, he's not talking about
Keep quiet, just watch
footage. Something wrong with Cam's shoulder. You know, he's taking too many hits. That's what's going on with Cam. That's why he can't. That's why the ball's fluttering, but that's neither here nor there. He'll come out and say it one day. He's a tough kid, though.
Mm-hmm. That was just, you know, on the part of the Dolphins, too, Ryan Tannehill going forward, I think, can carry this team based on what he showed today.
You said that last week, man.
I did. I have a lot of faith in Ryan Tannehill.
I was hating, man. But listen, he showed a lot of toughness today, man. I'm sorry. That ankle roll is worse than it looks. When someone steps on your ankle and you go the opposite direction of what is getting stepped on, it's more painful than people think. He sucked it up. He got taped up and played a game. And look what happened at the end of the game. He got the W. Biggest W of his career, I think.
I would say. Biggest pass of his career, for sure. Even though it was like lateraled about 2-3 times.
I'll take it.
So biggest play. Dolphins beat the Patriots 34-33. Frank Gore rushed for 92 yards.
Shout out to you, boy. On 12 carries, too. 12 carries.
Yeah. Kenny Stills, 135. Brady, 358 yards and 3 touchdowns. Amazing. Yep. Just, you know, sometimes you have those tough games. Tough losses. I got to talk about something else, though.
What you got to talk about?
Our boy Lamar Jackson is keeping things close versus the Chiefs.
He is.
And
we talked about how Baltimore is a serious team.
They are.
You see what I'm saying? Now it's very interesting. Kansas City is doing the things that they did not do in years past. They're winning close games. This is not the same Chiefs team. We're like, what's going to happen when they get into the playoffs? Guys, I'm here to tell you, this team is going to be a tough out. The Chiefs are going to be a tough out, especially if they lock up number one seed. They get the first round bye and they have to come through Arrowhead. This won't be like the Titans game. This is going to be a little bit different. So to see that Baltimore and Pittsburgh lost today.
And Pittsburgh lost today.
You see
we'll
what
get
I'm
to
saying?
That soon.
So Baltimore is still in the running to take that division over. And it took every single bit of Patrick Mahomes. Who's the MVP of the league, by the way? You know I'm being facetious when I say Kirk Cousins for MVP. It's Mahomes.
You're done with the Kirk Cousins?
No.
I mean the MVP race. The MVP thing.
Yeah, I've let that go.
All right. Good. Good for you and your closure. It's Patty Mahomes for sure.
Kirk Cousins. But no, I know what you're saying. So like,
Yeah.
But you're right. But Baltimore, man. Baltimore.
They look real. Gus Edwards rushed for, about 67. Lamar Jackson rushed for 71 yards. Like 13 rushes.
Got hurt at the end of the game. Hope he's okay.
I really do. Threw for about 147, 2 touchdowns. He's looking good. 24-27, the Chiefs won in overtime on a field goal, mind you. But he brought the Chiefs to overtime.
Yes.
That's like Rocky taking Apollo Creed to a decision in the first movie.
75-yard drive. Very impressive. Ending on a touchdown. A must when you needed it the most. And they get the win. So you know that drive. Listen, man. That's the MVP. It's a done deal, guys.
Yeah, no. He's the MVP for sure.
You got to lie. It's just stop. He's going to have 615 touchdowns for you in the season. We just got to stop this, man. This nonsense.
You got 2 more today.
Yeah, he's a bad boy, man.
Tyreek Hill, you know, came receiving yards like just out of nowhere.
This team has to stay healthy. If they stay healthy, they're going to be a very tough out. I see them having a hard time with the Chargers. I see them having a hard time with even Houston.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's
Houston's the real deal, too, but they're going to have, you know, a tough time
with
them.
But as of right now, the class of the AFC is Kansas City Chiefs.
They really are. The Chiefs, you know, showing up, and they had a tough win today. Like, they really had to battle it out.
Yes.
But I think one of the biggest redeeming qualities for the Chiefs, I want to talk about too, is Travis Kelce.
Yep.
He is one of those tight ends that can pick the ball out of the air. It's phenomenal to watch him play. And him, Ertz, and Gronk, I think we just talked trash about it, but the three of them are the real tight ends you want to have, you know, right now in the league, because they don't just have to be, I guess, George Kittle too, with phenomenal 200-plus yard game.
Ebron, who's reemerged.
A little bit of Jimmy Graham, a little bit of years ago.
Ish.
I'm just Packers fan bias. But to have that on your team with an offense like that makes them all better.
Kelce, the best tight end in football. I don't care what anybody says.
I agree.
Ertz is targeted more, but it doesn't mean he's the better one.
No.
So, because if Kelce was in Philly, he'd be targeted 9,000 times. It's that offense that Pat Mahomes is spoiled, and I'm so tired of people saying this dude ain't the MVP because of the weapons he has. That's how you know people try to stack the deck against somebody. How's he disqualified? Because he has now he has weapons. Like, so he's supposed to apologize for having weapons. He still has to throw the ball. He still has to go through his progressions.
You got to get to the weapons.
Like, come on, man. It's like, well, he has so much. Look who he has to throw to. I mean, look who. Yes.
Well, yeah, Matt Ryan won it with Julio. That guy can get you anything.
Don't you can't knock a young man, especially what is he? He's in his Ben Simmons year right now.
He's Ben Simmons right now. He could go win Rookie of the Year as Ben Simmons wins it for the next 3 years in a row. Like, this is essentially his rookie year. Showing like his coming out party of sorts of, hey, I'm an MVP. Like, look at me. Watch out.
It's going down.
Oh my God.
And he's a nice kid. So
yeah. Great kid. You know, his father was a baseball player. He's got the arm for that. But speaking of overtime games, because I'm loving them today, the Cowboys.
What?
Oh, God damn it. Took care of business today versus the Eagles in overtime. Amari Cooper making. Tell me. Just tell him about the difference he's making. I know you want to talk about it. Look at you. You're smiling under those hands.
I said, there's no way he's gonna come on this show and talk about the Cowboys. You know how I'm gonna act.
You think I want
you
to?
You know I'm gonna act up in here.
You think I really want to come on this show and talk about the
Cowboys? Up in here, because there's one thing I like more about hating the Cowboys, and that's me being right about the Cowboys. Like, me being right is more important than my hatred for this team. David Bloom, call me Prophet Mac. Just call me all-seeing, all-knowing Mac. 8-5, 6-1 at home. Dallas Cowboys, your Super Bowl. Hold on.
Calm down. Take a breath.
Hold on.
Take a breath. Like, relax. Like, a little bit.
Listen.
You're starting to turn into a Cowboys fan crazy. Now.
No,
you sound like them.
That ain't never going to
happen. That's what they say.
But I done told you, David Bloom. I told you this defense could take them to the promised land. I said, if they run into somebody, the wrong team runs into them, they will bounce. New Orleans don't want to see them.
Oh, no, they don't.
They don't.
That defense was really strong against New Orleans. I think, too, New Orleans kind of, you know, they were both coming off Thursday games. New Orleans had kind of a bad offensive showing, but it was also the defense. The defense played a huge part in it, and they played a huge part today. It was, what, 29-23, which essentially means, in football terms, they won on the first drive with a touchdown in overtime.
Without question. Walking to him, Carson Wentz, 22 for 32, 228, 3 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Dak Prescott, I'm going to need you to stop throwing 54 passes, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to stop. But Evan, 455, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Maybe this is the Dak Prescott of all. Hey, 54 passes? That Zeke, 28 carries, 113 yards? And to get to your question, because I was messing with you a little bit, but Amari Cooper has changed his entire season for the Cowboys. People do not understand what a valuable target can do when it comes to coverages. You know, very technical football-y stuff. But when you got to worry about a receiver like Amari Cooper, and you have to have a corner and a safety over the top. Anybody that watch football, y'all should know what I'm talking about right now. That means there's two players right there that have to worry about Amari Cooper. Mm-hmm. Then you got sometime when you put him somewhere else, linebacker got to worry about him. They can't match up with him. He can go, and Mark Cooper is a great route runner. To me, he's the most underrated aspect of a receiver is their route running ability.
Oh my God. If you can get to where you need to be, because in football, in case you're, you know, just unaware, some people, being a quarterback, is way more complex than you think. You got to put the ball where the receiver's going to be, mm-hmm. not where they are.
Absolutely.
If you're running an in, you know, like a 5-yard little in, you got to put it where he's going to be.
Right when he turns.
You know, when the ball has like the little traveling time and once it gets to him.
Absolutely.
Not where he is right now, because that's going to throw behind him. That's a pick. That's some sort of incompletion. You're a bad quarterback. Like, get off the team. We're benching you, Joe Flacco. Like, sorry.
Cowboys. 8-5, David Bloom, explain yourself. Dakota Prescott looking like Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. All right. Look, has he completely taken my criticism and that's the only reason why he's doing good right now?
Probably.
No. Has he taken all the criticism he's gotten and turned that into a much better season? Yeah. I commend the guy actually for what he's doing. And I know I've said a lot of stuff about him, but I think putting Y'all know.
Let's get some football stuff in here, because let's show everybody how knowledgeable we are right now.
All
right. Give me an honest answer of why you think they're doing so well besides Amari Cooper. Because that defense is wide, but they're scoring.
They are scoring. It's a very kind of slow moving type of chain offense, but then they'll hit you with a big play. Mm-hmm. Basically, how it works is Zeke mm-hmm. will get probably the first down and second down. They'll run it to him on third down. Mm. They run a lot of screens too. It's very slow kind of moving offense with Zeke. And that works if you can get the first downs.
Yeah.
They have slow, long drives. Notice that.
They do.
Their drives are long and they take time, and they usually end in, you know, a Maher field goal or a touchdown.
It's true.
And usually, Amari Cooper has the ability to bail them out. Him and Zeke are the two bailout players.
You better believe it.
And when you run slow drives, all Dak Prescott needs to do, and you know, for what he does it well. For what he does,
mind you. Yeah, when he's very inaccurate sometimes, though.
Yeah, see, that's the thing I've been saying. He's not like the greatest technical quarterback, but for like 5 yard ins and, you know, like outs and other types of pass. Shoot the word.
He's like a better Tim Tebow.
He is like a better Tim Tebow.
That's what I always think about when I see him. He don't gotta like the comparison, because I love Tim Tebow.
Checkdowns.
I love you. Yeah.
That's the word I was looking for. He throws a lot of checkdowns.
Amari Cooper, 10 receptions, 217 yards, 3 touchdowns.
That's the big plays.
I'm gonna need him to stop that.
Those are the big plays
right
there.
Cheese and crackers. See, if the Cowboys cannot afford him to get hurt.
No. Whoa. If he gets hurt, because you need good bailout players on your team, and Amari Cooper can run routes so well, and Dak Prescott, you know, is an NFL quarterback.
Yes!
He can't put it enough on the mark for Cooper, but if you look at that, we'll get into it a little later, the 90-yard touchdown. He bounced off a couple guys. That was really only, you know, like a medium to, like, little bit of a long pass. He took that the rest of the way. That wasn't a full bomb.
I agree.
Like, he took that most of the way. I mean, I think that was like a 50-yard pass turned into a 50-yard run. Like, his, you know, his yards after the catch are incredible. And his route running, his hands, it was really a shame when Oakland was going down that he had to go down with them. But you remember that, like, first and second season, he had that, like, AC, DC, Amari Cooper, Derek Carr.
That was, like, the new thing.
Connection,
yeah.
And he was great.
He was.
And then, you know, he got that injury, he fell off, and now I love to see him doing good again.
I agree.
The Cowboys, they have this, like, I've said it before, this, like, bend, don't break defense. Cowboys fan of mine, you know, has been speaking on that a lot. A friend of mine. But that's how their defense works. They'll give up 23, but they won't give up a whole lot more.
They won't. I'm telling you, the defense is stout, man. And now offensive linemen are getting healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, man. One of
the best lines in football.
This Cowboy team, don't be surprised.
Frederick and all of them are...
They're gonna upset somebody in the playoffs.
They will. They'll have one playoff win. I'd love to see them play the Rams. I would love to see them play the Saints again. You know, I don't want them in the Super Bowl, just cause. But if they made it, I would love to see that game versus, you know, the Chiefs, the Pats,
see? That'd be bad.
The Chiefs, and then, you know, the Pats again, and the Chiefs and the Pats, and everyone else in the AFC, yeah, and the Chiefs and the Pats.
I'm telling you, the Chiefs. Listen,
yeah, the you know, all the AFC, including the Chiefs, the Pats.
The Chiefs and the Pats.
Yeah, exactly. That team, they're very, you know, they're slow moving, but they do it well.
I agree.
I will say they do it very well.
I agree.
Jumping around, can we just talk about what the Giants did today? Please.
Do we have to? Good Lord.
Please, just even a little bit for me.
Everybody across America, stop. Every time a quarterback does poop, stop calling Colin Kaepernick's name. It ain't happening.
Apologize,
I need y'all to stop this, man.
It's not happening.
She's in crackers. Plus, this one, the Johnston cat, he played pretty well, man. They should put him much earlier.
Oh, he showed up. He's like one of those, you know, he reminds me of when Nick Mullins had that good game when Jimmy G went out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And now he hasn't been, like, as good. I thought he was going to be, like, this miracle quarterback, and he, you know, they're still, like, 3-10 or whatever.
40-16. 16 in garbage time, of course. Peyton Manning.
No, Giants fans. Not Peyton. Eli.
As a Freudian slip, man. I want him to be Peyton so bad. Listen. No, he did well. 14 for 22, 197 yards, 3 touchdowns. Yeah, not too shabby. Saquon, man, you need to stop, man.
He's offensive rookie of the year for sure.
Oh, are you? What? Yes!
Oh my, 12 games, I think, I don't know if it's consecutive or not, 100 plus rushing yards. I think the record's what, 13, sitting, I want to say 83, another 12 and 99.
Unbelievable.
And both those other people who have those two, offensive.
See, and this is why they drafted the young man. It's one of those things where teams, people need to understand something. This is football. This ain't basketball. Like, teams get players because they're playing the long game. Like, now I know Eli's on his way out, and I'm telling you, if they need to draft that young man from Georgia, it will take him to, it would be.
From?
Oh, I love him. Love him. Tell you, that's my guy. But it's one of those things where they're coming along late. The season's over. But they're trying to finish strong. How strong do you want to finish? Because your draft stock is
no, I would say just rest. Don't play OBJ too much. High don't play pick. Saquon too much. Yeah. You know, even Eli don't play him too much. You know, rest his arm.
Next year.
Get a draft pick. Get a quarterback. You know, Manning's going to be hurt that he can't play anymore, but I'll get it.
It's happening, man. It's just it's slowly but surely happening. I know he still can play. He's a very durable young man, actually.
I'll get it. Yeah.
But yeah.
George Kittle went absolutely off today. The Broncos dropped the game 20-14. I want to talk about, though, the Texans finally lost.
Oh, real quick before you go, shout out to Charlene. Charlene, that's my exact point. Like, yeah, Kyle Cameron don't even want the job. Like, seriously, stop calling this dude. It's so ridiculous, man. Anyways, we want people to play football that want to play football. But yes. Go ahead, David.
No, good shout out to the chat.
Charlene's in the chat.
Yeah, thanks for everyone joining in, chatting away. We love to have you guys here. We it's really fun, do. Lovely. Throw out your opinions at us. We'll argue them because that's what we do. The Texans finally got bested today.
Finally.
And I know people who are Texans fans. One person who's a Texans fan, weirdly enough.
In California, yeah, you're probably right.
Nah, he lives in Houston, nowhere.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, it's no one here. Sorry, Drew, but like, no. But 24-21 today from the Colts. Andrew Luck threw about a yard shy of 400 passing yards, 399 for those who can't do math like me. Man. You know, one interception, two touchdowns. T.Y.,
love him.
199 yards.
You need to calm down, T.Y.
Not even a touchdown.
Cheese and crackers. That's just good production.
You're not padding your stats with scores. You're padding your stats with actual stats.
Absolutely. That's just 9 receptions, 199 yards. Do the math. Good Lord. But like, listen, this is what I was talking about before to you a couple weeks. We were talking about how like the Colts are. They're right there. If they get a wild card spot, they'll make a little bit of noise. I don't know if they'll beat anybody.
Andrew Luck's better than people think he is.
Oh, he's finally healthy though, and I think he finally really good. You wonder why they shut him down. See, this is why they shut him down.
You wanted a guy like this, not a hurt kind of guy, and you're okay with the losses in Jacoby Brissett.
Yep.
And now you're kind of back in this division. I still think the Texans have a lock on it.
Yeah.
But it's starting to get a little bit up in the air now.
9-4, 5-2 at home. They do pretty well at home. 3-4 away for the Colts. 7-6. It's the Texans still should eke it out.
I think they do. And for this loss today, I can't help but recognize, they won 8 straight, I think. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible.
It's one of those times, they this is a division. This is becoming a division rivalry. And the Colts needed this win. And they won by 3 points. This is a good old fashioned who wanted it more. Things happen at the end. It's like it could have went either way.
It really could have.
It's a good old like great football game. A
lot of 3-point games today,
Yeah, man.
Just a lot of field goal decided here, there. I gotta stop for a minute.
What?
Evan.
What?
Could you tell us what's on the table there?
Okay, listen, man.
Could you set it up for us real quick?
I will, man. I didn't know you was ready for this moment, but
I'm ready for it.
We can do it. Love.
Let's set this thing up. DJ, then we'll hit up the good play of the week.
I'm gonna give the DJ a chance, man. We know every week, man, and that's what. Listen, we wouldn't even have this segment if there wasn't poop every week.
Mm-hmm. But there is
poop emoji play of the week.
Gotta trick my uptime manager.
This is when shout out to uptime. This is when you grab a poop emoji that best illustrates your feelings towards the play we're about to show. So, David Bloom, I don't know what you have queued up. It is a pleasant surprise to me, but I would love to see what you have queued up so I can hold up the poop emoji of my choice, because there was a couple of things that was a little bit of feces sprinkled around.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that one right there, man.
Which one you grabbing?
I'm going to just grab, before you run that clip, DJ, I'm going to grab the smiley face poop emoji right here, because this is when I was talking about how much they get on my nerves. This is the, yeah, hey. He's happy. I'm glad you brought this play to me, man. Because
always, anytime for you.
This Steelers, I can't stand this Steelers team, man.
You think I can?
I can't stand them. What about you? What best illustrates this insanity?
Oh, well, I chose the winky face emoji. Just a little bit of a. You thought we were gonna tie the game, but then you remembered we had Chris Boswell. Nope.
There's going to be a lot of kickers looking for jobs at the end of this year, by the way. Yes, I really do.
This is one of the worst 2-3 years for kicking I've ever seen.
DJ, can you play that track, please?
Roll this clip up. I'm just going to be silent for this one. This is in memoriam for this kick. Now, at first watching this, I thought this was blocked, right? I was sure, I looked up and I saw, all right, Raiders blocked it. Good for them. Then I watched the replay. Now, let this clip play. And now let it play for the replay.
Oh, God. Look at
that. That was just keep it going through the whole clip.
Oh, no.
They're going to show a little bit of an up close.
Oh, no. Boswell, no. Oh, it's okay. He's going to be looking for a job, man. Listen, Boswell.
I'm going to just tell him what happened.
Go ahead.
They don't need to see the replay. Boswell slipped on his planting foot. Because when you kick in the NFL, you take, about a couple steps back. You go a little bit at an angle backwards. You kind of line it up. The hand goes up. You kick. And it's not necessarily, it's not a running, you run up, but you plant the one foot. If you're kicking, he was kicking with his right foot. A lot of people do. A lot of people kick with their left foot too. I'm left-handed, shout out to all those people.
Shout out to the lefties. Mm-hmm. Southpaws.
Yeah, Sebastian Janikowski kicks with the left foot. Respect that. You plant the foot, kick the ball. You can miss, your aim, your...
the height.
The distance, the height, whatever. He slipped on the planting foot. Literally did not get the foot planted. The plant wasn't there. He slipped. The ball went about, 5 yards? Not even above, the line?
You know what? We always talk about this. We talk about how difficult the job of the kicker is. Look at this. Here you go.
Yep.
Oh.
Didn't get the plant. The snap was good.
Dave,
the
hold on.
Good.
What about the siding of the field? What about that?
No.
Oh, you ain't giving that? Oh.
Kicking is very hard. I won't lie to you. But
we always talk about how hard it is.
If you do this for a living.
I agree.
If that is not that hard of an aspect of a thing you do for your career. You got to be able to,
six figures too. High six figures.
Your feet. And if you don't make a field goal here and there because of certain things, like when Blair Walsh missed that field goal, it was cold.
Even.
High pressure. And I know it was really close. But he's human, and I know Chris Boswell's human too, but you got to be able to get that plant foot down every single time. It should be like clockwork, and those are the best kickers. Zerline, Lutz, Vinatieri,
and Sprine. That's why they're still here. But shout out to Boswell for being poop. do we have another poop clip?
Yeah, I don't got a clip, but I just got a little thing to say.
Oh, do tell.
Jared Goff threw 4 interceptions today.
Oh, yeah, we just go,
go for it, man.
Smiley face, poop emoji again. Shout out to Jared Goff for throwing 4 picks. Poop emoji, player of the day.
Player, yes, the player. The key stat of the day. I chose a little surprise face because I didn't think Jared Goff had it in him to throw 4 interceptions. But he did, and the Rams lost to the Bears.
Now, darn it, this is a very nice show. This is a family-friendly show, y'all. But we gotta razz a couple people, man. We can't just be nice all the time. We gotta buy humbug a couple people, man.
I'm sorry, man.
Dang, I feel bad, but listen, don't be pope. Charlene's repping them Bears hard. I knew I was waiting for that. Repping them Bears really hard, man. Yeah, Vinatieri is the greatest kicker of all time. It ain't even close.
No, he is.
Not even close.
He is. Nope. Now, before we, wrap up the show, we got a little bit of time left. Before we get in, I'll throw at the end, the play of the week, show him a little bit. Besides for the amazing Miami play, I got another one. It was a good week of football.
Oh, nice.
I want to talk about tomorrow's game. Tomorrow night's game, you're two of your guys, mind you. Russell Wilson.
Hold on.
And Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins!
I think we have a bias, ladies and gentlemen.
Listen, let me tell you something. I'm going to be fully objective, man. I don't know how the hell Kirk Cousins is going to be this Seattle team because this is one of my sleeper teams. And they're playing really well. Russell Wilson's like my favorite player ever almost. So it's... But I got to go with Kirk Cousins, man. I got to go. I don't think they win, though. If I got to be really serious, Seattle wins this game. I hope I'm wrong. It's just, I'm telling you, Seattle is doing exactly what no one thinks they're doing. And I love having this show because I can be way ahead of the curve on this. Seattle is if they weasel their way into the playoffs, they're tough, man. And I think they're going to beat the Vikings tomorrow.
They're tough. They have a lot of good players on that team. They got, Lockett and Moore and Baldwin. Russell Wilson is incredible.
I love him, man.
Chris Carson and Davis, I want to say. They're both really good backs. And Rashad Penny. They are all great players. The Vikings, they kind of rose high last year. they shouldn't have had that one win, but they did. Whatever, it happens. Whatever. It's football.
It happened.
Sorry, Saints. But they just kind of been downhill, like the Eagles this year. It's just, I don't think it's the Vikings' year.
No.
And I've mentioned they're probably not going to get in the playoffs. And I think if they lose tomorrow's game, there's no playoffs for them.
I agree with that.
There is no playoffs for them.
100% agree.
There's absolutely no way.
Nope.
I see them getting into the playoffs.
Nope.
If they lose to the Seahawks, and if the Seahawks win, I see them getting into the playoffs.
Yeah, because they're in the playoffs right now.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. Now, before we go, y'all, I got a little bit of a play of the week.
Oh.
If you don't mind setting that thing up.
Yeah, the DJ, I'll get to it. Man, play of the week, man. But Kirk Cuz. I'm going to say Kirk Cuz into the place.
No.
All right, you got to play. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I got an actual play of the week that's not Kirk Cousins.
I actually did not see this play you're talking about, too.
No, take a look. Just take a look. This was what I'm talking about. About 50 yards downfield.
Oh, he did not break that. No, he did not.
There's about one, two,
four
players around him.
No, he did not.
Yeah.
And that was 17, Cooper.
I want to say, what, 13?
I am so glad I was one of the people that said that was the greatest trade ever, like that Jerry Jones made in the last 20 years. Seriously.
Oh, my God. And I know he gave up the first, and that could come back to bite him. But to get a guy like this, look, they're looking to step out of bounds. Did he? Nope. Of course
this
not.
Was like the best trade since he traded Herschel Walker away, man. I'm telling you, this is ridiculous. Amari, I love when people say he's washed up. Amari Cooper's like, he's 5 years old. What do you mean washed up?
Yeah.
Washed up.
He's still young.
He's young. Oh, he's real young.
That's the thing is he hasn't had his, this feels like his prime right now. Playing with this team, scoring touchdowns like that.
Wong said Penny has a bum foot, so he's out tomorrow.
Oh, he's out tomorrow.
Yeah. That's
what well, Wong excuse me, but I still think he's been good all year.
Oh, no.
I still think he's gonna, make an impact if they go to the playoffs.
Oh, I agree with you. I'm just glad Wong pointed that out because that they're down a man. So we'll
that
see, man.
Because
they're doing running back by committee.
Mm-hmm.
So
they are, we'll and see. They have a nice little carousel going. I think Carson and Davis can carry the weight for them. And I think here prediction right now. What's happening?
The Seahawks win easily. Actually,
your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Oh. I thought they were cutting us off, playing us out.
No, he's still good. He'll let me know when he's pulling the plug. But I will say, if Kirk Cousins gets protection, then he will pick Seattle apart. I'm telling you right now.
See, I say the Seattle Seahawks win exactly like you said, easily.
Yeah, I think it's
easily.
I don't think
the Vikings put up a problem for this team. I don't think the Vikings can put up a problem for a lot of teams. We saw it versus the Patriots last week.
Can't protect, though, Boom.
Nope.
Listen, all jokes aside, I love Kirk Cousins, man, because I love blue-collar players that don't do anything but just play football. You know what I mean? I don't know why they're hating on the guy. He just plays football. But so I like players that just play football, But in all seriousness, man, they can't protect this dude. Man, I watch every Kirk Cousins snap. I do. I'm counting. I got a stopwatch sometimes. I ain't gonna lie. And I'm like, one locomotive, and they're in the backfield. 1 second, they're in the backfield.
Mm-hmm. One Mississippi, they're right there.
Don't give me that all that Thielen and all that. No, he's only completing 4.6 yards per pass. Why do you think he has time?
I said it last week. You need a good line to have a good quarterback, to really show off what they can do. And Kirk Cousins is a good quarterback.
Yeah.
But when he doesn't have the protection,
he looks very human, very, very,
very human. And it's similar in Washington. Like, he never had enough protection to actually show what he can do. He probably has a great arm. He just, recently they just haven't been protecting him like they should, and he's just not getting the completions there anymore.
Protect my boy Kirk Cousins.
Please do. Please do. Lord, that team, the Vikings, that game is on at, 5:20 Pacific, 6 Central.
8:20
Eastern time. Mm-hmm. Y'all, this has been our show. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching my first time ever hosting. Evan, please tell us where they can find you.
Yeah, Evan T. Mac, Instagram and Twitter, Coco Sin, America's Chocolate Sweetheart. David Bloom, you did a hell of a job, young man.
Why, thank you. I really appreciate it. David H. Bloom, shout out to everybody. Shout out to my girls. Shout out to my buddies.
Okay, everybody.
Yeah, shout out to my fantasy league. Everyone making the playoffs, fighting for a spot. I didn't make it, but best of luck. Best of luck, Isaac. That's who I'm saying is going to win. If you're watching the show, you know who that is, hopefully. And if you don't,
Shout out to Isaac.
Go hit my boy up.
Charlene.
It's been a great show, Evan. Last regards?
Oh, Charlene, Wong, Dan. Holla at your boy, man.
Peace, y'all.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.